You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls for the next 30 minutes. We'll be joined at 10:30 by Elle from Some Bitch I Know. She archived all of the social media available from Ryan Routh, the wannabe assassin, Donald Trump. We'll look into what she's discovered. She's gone through this. I don't think she slept last night. So I'm very excited to talk to her and figure out what else is to be gleaned from this guy's social media, as if what we already know isn't, you know, overwhelming evidence. Let me give out the number. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now. Look, we've known for a while, and it's fairly obvious to anybody paying attention and watching with a skeptical or critical eye, Sean Hannity is most likely CIA. He wears a CIA pin on the air. In fact, there's, believe it or not, a Media Matters article about this, of Alex Jones talking about Sean Hannity being CIA and getting a CIA script. And look, I personally was already a little bit suspicious when you hear Sean Hannity talking about the fact that he was invited to golf that day with Trump. And sort of makes a bit of an effort to justify why he said no. Well, I'm not that good of a guy. I'm too busy. I just don't have time. Plus, I'm really not that good of a golfer. Maybe one day, right? Maybe later. But just not today. Not today, no. Not today. But where are you going? Trump International? Okay. We got to ask the questions here. And the overwhelming question is, how did the guy know where to go? How did he know where to be? How did he know Trump would be golfing that day? Who leaked it to him? And if it wasn't leaked, how do you know? Assuming that he's not, you know, a prophet, he's not, doesn't have a crystal ball and is able to determine this stuff from the ether, he must have been told it by somebody. Well, the number of people who knew has to be extremely small. Determining those names shouldn't be that difficult if the people in charge actually want to investigate this, and maybe Ron DeSantis's investigation will bring up some answers. But I want to know from you fine folks, what do you think happened here with this assassination attempt? Am I missing anything you think I need to know? Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Apparently, Sean Hannity had breakfast that morning with Steve Witkoff, a donor and friend of the former president. Trump was on the fifth hole when he was shot at. Stephen Charles Witkoff, an American real estate investor and landlord based in New York City and founder of the Witkoff Group, born to a Jewish family in Bronx and raised in Baldwin Harbor, he gave a speech on night four of the Republican National Convention. In his speech, he talked about his close friendship with Donald Trump. Again, I can show you videos from yesterday of Jasmine Crockett, Congresswoman, saying that Trump's rhetoric inspires domestic terror. I can show you video after video of Nancy Pelosi and everybody else saying somebody's got to take this guy out for the sake of democracy. Suffice it to say, Donald Trump represents an existential threat to the plans of the globalists. They are desperate to take him out in one way or another, and they think they've got such an iron grip on the minds of the American people, they can do it with impunity. We're here to show you that grip is slipping. We'll be right back.
you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
The media's watchdog and America's voice. You're on The American Journal.
Phone lines are filling up. We'll go out to your calls here momentarily. No new information has emerged since we began the show today, but the crew is looking for anything coming out about this. Ideally, or typically, we would have more. We'll get more information out of this because the guy was taken alive, because he was arrested. They should be able to ask him questions and figure out what his motivation is, how he funded his lifestyle, whether this had anything to do with the Azov Battalion. The bizarre synchronicity or continuity between this and the Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt, where both people are on video, in promo videos, and in the Butler, Pennsylvania case, it was a BlackRock video. In this case, it was an Azov Battalion video. He's featured in the New York Times. He's recruiting for Ukraine. He's clearly doing this in cooperation with the intelligence agencies. How could you think anything otherwise? He was arrested in 2002 for weapons of mass destruction because of a belt-fed machine gun that he had or something like that. A lot of unanswered questions still about this, and I want to get your take on it. Max in Kansas is called in. It's been a long time, Max. How are you, sir?
Hey there, Harrison. I'm great. I watch every day.
This is Max.
I just wanted to call and say that there was a tweet with his phone number leaked, and so I went ahead and called it, and then he just kind of talked about like his small business at first in his voicemail, and then went into like recruiting for Taiwan and Ukraine.
Taiwan and Ukraine.
So I don't know. So I don't know if that has any relevance, but that's what I had to say today.
Yeah. So this was the video that was in all of his tweets and stuff, right? He published this phone number for people to reach out to if they wanted to volunteer for Ukraine. He's like, if you want to volunteer, call this number. And then he has a voicemail message that plays if you call it. I thought I'd pulled that video in. Maybe the crew can find that. But yeah, people have called that number and recorded the voicemail message. You called it. Is the phone line still up? Do you know?
Yeah, it is.
It is. And so he had a voicemail message. That was basically a message to anybody who was calling in trying to volunteer for Taiwan or Ukraine. And did anything stand out to you in that message?
I thought I called the wrong number at first because it just seemed so normal,
right?
With the intro into the voicemail.
We'll find the video of that voicemail because I know people have published it on X. I thought I grabbed it and pulled it in today, but we'll have to pull that in. We'll show people exactly what was on that. But yeah, the whole thing is extremely strange. Thank you for that call, Mac.
Great.
You've got the video? Okay. The crew found the video. Let's go to this now.
This is Ryan in Hawaii with Campbox Buildings and also the National Volunteer Center sending soldiers to Ukraine as well as Taiwan. If you'd like to volunteer, please send me a message by WhatsApp, Viber, Telegram, Signal, Facebook, any of the messaging services, and I will respond. I do not do voicemail, so please do not leave me a voicemail message. I will never get it. Thank you so much.
All right, so that's what you got if you called this number this guy published. It's just bizarre. It really is just bizarre. Now, I thought that last caller was Max from Kansas, because I know Max was calling in. We have Max from Kansas on the line now. Go ahead, Max, on line 7.
Hey, Harrison, how are you, man?
Good, thank you. Long time no talk, sir. How are you?
Good, yes. I'm doing quite well. You know, as I was watching your show this morning, you played that Sean Hannity clip. You know, I can't help but think back to, and I sent you the picture of the fact that he literally wears a CIA and sometimes FBI pin literally on his suit jacket on his show.
Yeah.
Have you ever realized that before?
Yeah, I have. Well, he's a patriot, Max. He supports the boys in blue. You know? No.
Yeah,
a little weird.
Yeah, the water borders and warmongers and
He's fully on their side. Yeah, he wears FBI and you know, Secret Service pins and CIA pins on his show. There's also, if you just search like Sean Hannity CIA, there's accounts like this from Reddit on Our Conspiracy. He says, not a conspiracy guy, but ever since Trump's been president, a lot of strange happenings have occurred, and I can attest to some of them. Just yesterday, I was at the gym, and I saw Sean Hannity, and I noticed a familiar logo on his jacket. After waking up today, I saw this clip. So again, yeah, a lot of people asking questions about Sean Hannity, not just his association with the CIA, but his seemingly, you know, firsthand knowledge before and after this assassination attempt took place. I mean, well, what do you think, Max? I mean, you don't think Sean Hannity had a hand in this, do you?
Well, I think it's very possible because, and here's the thing, and I say it's possible because these situations really need to be treated like investigations for a crime. Right, a serious thing happened. The almost carried out assassination of President Trump, the second one in the last two-ish months. And I remember one time on your show, you said that relating to COVID and Fauci, we need to treat it like a murder investigation, right?
Yep.
Like people are suspects. You question them. You go about it in a way that you know, there can't be a destruction of evidence, and you need to ask real questions, right? That are gonna lead you closer to the truth. And with Sean, it's really just – that's a really strange excuse. Maybe he was bad at golf. I play golf. I'm not great. Don't think I'd ever pass up on an opportunity to play with Donald Trump, however. And understanding that Sean, pretends like he likes Trump and is close to him anyway, I find that a really, really, really strange day not to do something like that, right? I mean, it's kind of like, oh, well, all these rich businessmen on 9/11 and all these people were told not to go into work that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's – that's really crazy. And then what happens? Oh, right. Two airliners fly right into the World Trade Center. So it's kind of like, yeah. You know, that's also kind of what I thought about. It's like a lot of these events, they're really strange events where either more people are there or some people are told not to go or don't go. Or like the Mayor Willie Brown and other actors that were told not to fly on 9/11 too. And it's like, why weren't you there? Right. And so you kind of have to start asking questions from that point of, that's kind of a weak excuse, and I don't really buy into it that well.
Yeah, and look, there's gaps. There's missing information that clearly we don't have, and that it's not just us wild-eyed conspiracy theorists that are asking this question. I mean, the FBI themselves have come out saying, yeah, it's very suspicious that this guy knew where to go. So the FBI themselves, as trustworthy as they are, right, they're asking this question, how did this guy know where to go and exactly when? Did Ryan Routh have inside info on Trump's movement? Ex-FBI official calls possibility scary. And it's from the New York Post. Chris Swecker, a retired FBI assistant director, told Newsweek that the feds and other law enforcement will be probing how the suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh, 58, allegedly appeared to know Trump would be at his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida on Sunday. How did he get there? How did he travel there? How did he get the money to do his stuff? You know, in that voicemail that we just heard, He mentions a business that he has, but the business is like a tiny house that he built. He only built one. Maybe he rents it out on like Airbnb or something. I don't really know, but it's not like enough to fund your flight from Hawaii to Florida on a whim and then pay for a hotel there and then pay for a rental car there and have no other discernible, you know, source of income. It's all extremely suspicious. And this is where any typical investigation would go into his funding, his connections, who he talked to, who he'd been texting with, who they'd been texting with. I guess it's up to the authorities now. And thankfully, Ron DeSantis has launched an investigation as well, so they'll at least have a parallel investigation going on. If not superseding the federal investigation, it'll at least perhaps be able to provide some information that would otherwise be hidden. So good to hear from you, Max. Anything else before I let you go?
Yeah, I guess you said he came from Hawaii, right?
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, he lived in Hawaii.
Interesting, because there was an AK-47 found with him. And I think Hawaii is a pretty strict state with guns control, if I'm not wrong. So that could be something to ask, that where'd he get that gun, right?
Right. Did he travel with it, or did he drive with it, or you know, get it while he was there? Ryan Wesley Routh's shocked neighbor claims everyone was afraid of him before the Trump golf course assassination attempt. But look at his smile. But he's so loving and peaceful and liberal. He loves Ukraine. How can he be bad? Crazy stuff. Thank you for the call, Max. All right, we got so many callers. Let's just blast through these. Dave in Arizona, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yep. Appreciate the opportunity, Harrison. So I think that I originally identified this as a civil war potentially in 2020 if we allowed the culture war to continue. But I think it's actually, I've come to this realization the last 2 years, it's an inverse revolutionary war. It's the psychopaths in our establishment class that hate we the people. But fortunately, we're shedding the effects of the Milgram effect. I'm not sure if you know what that is.
Yeah, the Milgram experience.
But a lot of people now question. What's that? Sorry, sir.
Yes, yeah, the Milgram experiment. We've played the video a lot on this show. Yeah, for sure.
It's amazing that people are waking up and we're finally doing what we should do as critical thinkers, questioning everything. But everything we go through, I mean, they throw 30 problems at us daily, it seems. They're all inextricably linked, right? I mean, the border crisis is national security and border security. Oh, by the way, it contributes to the decline of hospitals like in Yuma, Arizona. In 2023, they identified 85,000 children unaccompanied minors that were smuggled into the country that are gone. Now that number has grown to 320. Mm-hmm. So you know when the government tells you a bad number, it's got to be at least twice what they say, right? And it's all inextricably linked. These people have no cultural values that we share. So of course they eat our pets.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that people are finally taking back our language. We're calling people illegal invaders.
Right.
We're calling them rapists, not child sex traffickers. And we're going to reclaim our language to reclaim our republic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it is what we need. And I'll tell you what, an inverse revolutionary war is just oppression. It's despotism. I mean, what you're describing is an out-of-control executive branch, primarily State Department, CIA, DHS, DOJ, working together to systematically eliminate the freedoms enshrined by our Constitution and to eradicate the ability of we the people to have any say in our government whatsoever. They are doing away with the separations of powers, with the checks and balances. They are usurping the power of Congress. They are at this moment, and you're right. I mean, inextricably linked is exactly the phrase we should be using. This is linked to Ukraine in a very real way. It's linked, obviously, to the stochastic terrorism of the left, calling Trump a danger and telling everybody he has to be taken out and celebrating the people that actually attempt this. It's the, development with Ukraine and Russia that we're experiencing now, where NATO is supplying and now giving permission to use long-ranged weapons deep into Russian territory, which will be World War III, if that goes through. It is all very, very intricately tied in together. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Tim in California now. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the air.
We'll hit a couple of points real quick. Thank you, Harrison. Regarding the Routh getaway car, turns out they reported that's actually his daughter's car.
Interesting.
How embarrassing. Yeah. And as far as Hannity, hey, Hannity, remember, he cornered and twisted until Donald Trump said, yeah, I'll be dictator on day one. And we've had to be bludgeoned with Trump's a dictator. But anyways, what I'm calling about is Melania Trump on Saturday, the day before the assassination attempt, she released a brand new video warning about the FBI. It's a very well done video. You should show it. But anyways, she warned about the FBI, and this is followed by just last month, they sued the DOJ for $100 million for that stunt that they pulled raiding Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
So, you know, she's talking about Mar-a-Lago, the raid.
And look, Melania seems to be taking the assassination attempts more seriously than Trump himself, right? Trump is out there going, I wish I'd finished the last hole, and going, you missed me in Butler. And Melania is coming out with videos that's like, hey, my husband almost died. This is serious. This needs to stop. And again, I'm not disappointed at Trump's reaction, but how are you going to, you know, look at the left making jokes about Trump assassinations when Trump's also joking about the assassination attempts? This needs to be treated deadly serious because they're trying to kill the president and they're trying to kill all of us. So no joking about this. Thank you very much for the call, Tim. Chris in Chicago has a call, piece of information for us. Go ahead, Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how's it going?
Good.
I was just calling about the type of gun use, the AK-47 that they're saying it was. It's crazy. Where does somebody even get one? You can't get one. That's given to him.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It's very, very hard to get an AK-47. You literally, you have to know somebody that's like basically willing to make the trade off the books. So it's not impossible, but yeah, it's not something you can pick up from the corner store. You have any guesses about this, Chris?
You know, honestly, he had to have been given it by, I want to say, you know, CIA, FBI, whoever is the deep state, whoever's trying to take him out.
Mm. I would not be surprised. Thank you very much for the call, Chris. And you know, how he traveled with it, whether he got it from Ukraine, how he would have gotten it back here, it's hard to say. Jefferson in Virginia has called in. Thank you for calling in, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm questioning how many Ryan Routes are there out there that are prepared to go to any particular Trump golf course at a moment's notice? You know, you usually know where somebody's going to be on a golf course after you know they're there on the first tee. You can time out where they're going to be, where the vulnerable spot for an assassination attempt would be. So If he goes to Bedminster, there's probably some guy in New Jersey that's ready to go to the golf course and be at the best, the most opportune spot to pick him off. So the DHS or the FBI or the CIA are all probably running teams of people that are supposed to be able to do this no matter where Trump is playing golf on one of his golf courses. They probably already figured out where the best place to shoot him is located around the golf course. And, you know, the clubhouse is usually internal to the golf course, so you're not going to shoot him on the first tee. You're going to shoot him somewhere deeper into the golf course.
Right.
So you can time that out. If you know when he gets there first, he'll be on the 10th tee about 2.5 hours after he starts.
Right.
See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, absolutely. That it wouldn't be that difficult to sort of break that down if you at least knew where and when he was going to tee off on the first tee. And, you know, I would just say we need the opposite on our side, right? We need teams of people that are ready and willing to go protect Trump at a moment's notice. Honestly, I think Trump needs personal militias in every city. I think any city he goes to, you can't find 100 dudes that'll swear an oath and, you know, have weapons training to just stand at a perimeter, you know, a mile away. He doesn't have to be anywhere close to Trump. Just like a mile perimeter, have people every 300 yards for that entire area. That'd be an extremely effective deterrent and quick reaction force in case anything goes down. Because clearly, the FBI and the Secret Service are not up to snuff. And at a certain point, incompetence and malice are indistinguishable, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day whether it was an accident or whether it was a conspiracy when your president is lying dead on the ground. Thank you very much for that call, Jefferson. Very good points. Let's go to Steve in Colorado now. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You liked one of my tweets last night. I think he needs a dead man switch. I'm the clown lord, so I think he needs a dead man switch. He needs to address the public that whatever dirt he has on the deep state comes out no matter what, and then he needs to bunker down.
Mm. Yeah, he does need a dead man switch, and again, this is what I've been advocating for and baffled by his, you know, what he actually did. Like, what I wanted was Trump coming out and going, I don't want violence. I'm not calling for violence. But if I get killed, it's gloves off, folks. You know who these people are. And something like that. It's just like, if they kill me, I mean, that's it. It's time to go all out. So don't kill me, guys. Protect me. Thank you. That would have been nice. Instead, he's like, if I get killed, bomb Iran. Go to war with Iran. And it's just, that's the stupidest thing ever. He might as well put a big kill me Mossad sign on his forehead. Which, and they're the most likely people out of any organization on earth to get what they want by killing Trump. And he's given it to them. It's truly baffling. I truly don't understand where that's coming from or why he's saying that sort of stuff. So dead man switch would be very useful for Trump right now, considering how often they try to shoot him in the head. Let's go to Karen in California. Go ahead, Karen. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. There's actually four attempts at his life. There was in Pennsylvania, yep. And somewhere along the line, there was the plane malfunction, and right. Where they had to do emergency landing. At the border, there was someone with a gun, and then this most recent one.
And there's some people who tried to get onto the stage while he was on there. There was, of course, an assassination attempt in 2016 where he had to be rushed off stage. Yeah, they just keep sending, you know, psychotic lemmings after Trump, and there's no shortage, and they're creating more on a daily basis. And you know, I can't tell you the number of posts I've seen. You know, there was a post that simply said, you know, the second assassination attempt doesn't hit the same, right? Doesn't have that same thrill it had the first time. 200,000 likes on that post. I don't think I've ever seen a post with 200,000 likes. This post got 200,000 likes, basically being like, this is disappointing. You know, wish the assassination had really hurt it, really, you know, been effective. It's not going to stop until we stop them. The invasion, it's not going to stop until we stop them. The war in Ukraine, it's not going to stop until we get rid of the warmongering psychopaths that are driving us towards World War III at a breakneck speed. We got time for one more call before we welcome L from some bitch I know. Katie in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, okay. So my uncle was in MACV SOG in the Vietnam War. Are you familiar with that team?
Not quite. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll tell the people here. Military Assistance Command Vietnam Studies and Operations Group, MACV SOG.
Okay.
Essentially, what they did, they were in Vietnam before everyone else, before the military, before everybody. And they were stirring up some stuff. It's just like what's going on in Ukraine right now. That dude most likely worked for a secret black ops unit that wanted to
100%.
You know, incite violence, incite war.
100%.
It happened in the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Look,
y'all familiar with that? It was
Yeah, absolutely. Every war since the U.S. Spanish War has been predicated on a false flag. The Lusitania, the Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor—they're all false flags. And look, you're talking about people that have already killed a million human beings for their war in Ukraine. You don't think they'd kill Donald Trump too? You got to understand, folks, there's nothing these people won't do to achieve their ends. There's no amount of people they won't liquidate to achieve their ends. Their only concern is not getting caught while they do it. This is where we come in. L from Big Dig Energy on the other side with the Archived Social.
The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place. Because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does and again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting health care because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver health care for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the Wellness Company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Hour of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal, ongoing coverage of the assassination attempt yesterday on a golf course. And I'm very happy to be joined by an archivist who has done incredible work preserving the information that has otherwise been deleted off of the social medias of this guy's the shooter's information. You can find L on X at some bitch I know, and you can go to bigdigenergy.info, bigdigenergy.info. Of course, we're regular on our show. Our audience should know you by now, but we were able to get you on sort of last minute. And I saw this morning when I woke up at, you know, 5-6 in the morning, I look on my phone and I see L has posted 10 minutes ago. I think, go to bed, Al. You've been up all night. And I was, you know, we love that you're up all night archiving this stuff and doing the research, but then I want to have you on the show in the morning. So you've been able to make it. We thank you so much for staying up and staying awake and sacrificing your own health and wellness to get us this information. What have you found? I mean, what did you start doing yesterday in terms of archiving this stuff? And were you able to get everything from this guy's social media?
Well, Okay, that's a lot of parts to that question, all right? And I am operating at probably, like, I don't know, maybe like 30% right now.
So, take it piece by piece.
All right, so piece by piece. I started in on trying to, like, find out who this guy was, obviously, pretty much immediately. And in fact, I got I went to 4chan, first of all, admittedly. I mean, always. And there was some insight on there, but I ended up seeing really, really early on his name. And so, of course, I immediately, my go-to usually when it comes to, like, business or, I guess, military type people is to go to their LinkedIn. But with this, I went immediately to Facebook, and I had the pages open, and I had downloaded them as a single HTML file anyways. But it's hard to archive Facebook. So, anyways, I downloaded the pages, and then later people were like, oh, it's already gone. And I was like, well, I got it. Other people did too. Like, I want to just first and foremost say that this was not like I did all of it and nobody else helped. A lot of people have been sending me stuff. A lot of people have been DMing me some like really great info that they're like, I don't want to be associated with telling you this, you know, which, you know, I'm always thrilled to, like, you know, of course I'm happy to do that. Or, you know, take the information and kind of put it all together. But so many people were Johnny on the spot with it. But so I started archiving immediately. I got his LinkedIn. I got his, I did a reverse image search on his Twitter profile picture, and then found his roofing service website, which was defunct, but then pulled the archive of that. He has a very like manifesto kind of way of writing, basically, right, anything, whether it's like his roofing business or he has like this like kind of tiny home, sustainable house business out in Hawaii. He's an interesting fella, but I don't really have, my primary interest has been trying to gather as much of it as possible. And I really haven't gleaned too much from it yet, to be quite honest. There were tons of videos this morning. In fact, when I posted this morning, when you saw that I'd posted like 15 minutes before, they have since deleted a GoFundMe page that had been up for years that involved, there's a lot of videos on there. One of them linked to an unlisted YouTube video that I pulled and downloaded. There's a video of him making a drone, it seems, in his garage or in a garage. So all of that's been deleted. The GoFundMe page was created by his fiance. There is a fiance in all of this. I have all of her socials too, but I don't really want to drag her into it.
Sure.
Necessarily. You know, I feel like that's kind of a dick move, but I do have it all. But someone took it down this morning. But I got it. The internet's forever kind of thing. I've been going through, he published a book as well, which I think you were mentioning this earlier on the show.
I don't think I mentioned his book, but I did see, you know, an update that he had in his book called for Iran to assassinate Donald Trump. So, you know, he was
basically by any means necessary kind of rhetoric, right, which can get dangerous, you know,
but
Trump was mean to Taylor Swift. So, you know, we should all really focus on that.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, is that teenage girl tweet he made. That's why they try to kill him. You know, what you do is so important, and there's a reason that they pull everything immediately, and they did it quick this time, right? I mean, as soon as his name was out his Facebook was down. His ex stayed up for a little while, but then it went down. And one thing you can help with this archive is debunking some of the claims they're making. So I'm seeing claims now. Yeah, he was a Trump supporter in 2016. He was MAGA. He was disappointed in Trump. Have you seen any evidence of that in all of the archived information you've been able to gather?
Yeah, he did tweet that. He said he claimed to vote for Trump in 2016. As far as I can tell, he didn't cast a ballot at all. Then he kind of did a reverse of me. I was a Bernie bro in 2016 and then went Trump in 2020. He seemed to kind of be enchanted with the whole Bernie thing in 2020. I was tweeting at him for a while. Then he was asking oh, what's her face?
Was it Gabbard?
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley. Okay.
No. Well, no, he was asking Nikki Haley and Vivek to run together for a while, then Tulsi as well. And then he like went off on Tulsi's hair. He's like, that gray stripe is so stupid. He's a very, very weird man.
Yeah.
But so that is true, but there doesn't seem to be any voting record. He was registered to vote. I do have his voter registration, but sorry, no, I'm watching y'all scroll through. Yeah, see, they build FEMA houses in Hawaii, which
interesting.
Is interesting. He and his brother.
Now, obviously, you know, we played the Ian Carroll video earlier in the show where he gave you a shout out as well as a couple others. And he points out that possibly the first person that this shooter followed on X was like an ex CIA person that people haven't heard about. Kim something. Anything like that you found that just, you know, made the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, go, why is this the first person he followed? Anything like that?
Well, I did see that I don't have her name right in front of me, but she did do a video in conjunction with Sumi Terry, the wife of Max Boot, who has recently been charged with foreign like a FARA violation, FARA, however you pronounce the acronym. I guess most recently that I could find an archive of her Twitter was from the very beginning of 2023. So it seems like she's had it locked down for a while. Now, I don't know if that's the first person he followed. I do think that for the so few followers that she does have, it does, you know, it's enough to raise an eyebrow anyways. I would be more concerned if there was any interaction, and there doesn't seem to be. It might be someone that he wants to like emulate or that he idolizes, maybe like a, she's part of the Council on Foreign Relations as well, and also part of RAND. So maybe he's trying to get like some of that War Hawk money endorsement. I don't know.
Yeah, they've got their sort of fingerprints all over this. I mean, clearly the guy was like obsessed with Ukraine. He went to Ukraine to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know from reviewing his socials, like, did this just crop up out of nowhere? Was he always a Ukrainian nationalist, or was this all from, you know, post the Russian invasion? Any insight into like why he was such a Ukrainian partisan?
You know, I don't really have any indication of that yet, or I haven't really, again, I've kind of just been information gathering.
Yeah.
The Twitter that he did have, I assume there's probably another one somewhere, which is interesting. If someone else has found it, I haven't seen where they found it yet, because that Twitter account was made in January of 2020. So it kind of starts at a pretty interesting time. Of course, it goes right into like George Floyd posting, Summer of Love posting. Right,
we'll be back. We got to go to break here, Elle. We'll be back with Lauren at Some Bitch I Know on X, and I'm sure she'll be digging into this for the next few weeks.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products for InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products for InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. And, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptation captured in ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. When they have 50 plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it.
Water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. This stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Get your power generator, your backup power generation, your solar panels. Get your house in order.
If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So, folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way, as a sponsorship, we get support. Get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases, better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156. 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday cage, bullet-resistant backpack that is so amazing, heavy-duty. This is what people need.
I can get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust. All these things that you save onto that phone is not hackable. You know, it's not. It's there that's being protected.
One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S., the satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
All right, folks, we are just 50 days away from the most important election in American history. Of course, yesterday, Donald Trump survived the second assassination attempt on his life in as many months. And of course, if there's one thing that we know about these types of events, it's that a record number of people tune in to InfoWars the next day. So welcome to all of our new first-time or irregular viewers. I do want to ask that you go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. We have fantastic products there. It's the only way that we're on air. In case you are a first-time viewer and don't know this already, InfoWars has no sponsors. We have no sponsors. We have no outside advertising, really. We picked up a few here or there, and you can hear Alex Jones talk about that during the commercial breaks. But for the entirety of InfoWars' existence, more or less, 99.9% of our funding has come from InfoWarsStore.com. We tell you the truth. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the products. You love the products. You keep buying them. And as many people as we reach, and as many more people as we're reaching now, being on X and the tens of millions that are viewing us that way, a very, very small core contingent of loyal InfoWarriors keep us afloat and keep us in the fight. If you want to join that inner circle, if you want to be not just an observer or a watcher of this, but actually a participant in the Second American Revolution, a participant in keeping this flame alive, the flame of liberty and truth and justice and all the things that once made our country so great, you've got to contribute by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's so easy. You get a fantastic product. It's a true 360 win. Get a fantastic product, get a great discount, and keep alive free speech in America by going to InfoWarsStore.com today. And we thank you so much for doing that. L from Some Bitch I Know, some bitch I know on X. And I love having you on, but I hate having to say that, L. I wish you had a more family-friendly, but I'm not going to complain because you've been doing incredible work, up all night, archiving this information, all of his social media. Again, you haven't had time to actually go through and you know, parse it yet? You've just been gathering the information. So, you know, we're kind of.
I've got some kind of just some general takes. And what I was going to back it up to the very beginning. I feel like not enough people are talking about the fact that when it initially happened, there was a big push in by, you know, talking heads on social media and the news to say that it was not an assassination attempt. Right. And it was like a secondary wave of reporting that came out that confirmed that it actually was, because they're like, oh, they're going to give a, you know, press conference. And they started talking about shrubberies. Reminded me of Monty Python.
I know. I was thinking that same thing.
Well,
there were shrubs. I mean, how are we supposed to stop an assassination attempt when there's all these bushes everywhere? It's absurd.
Sloped roofs. Like, all you need is like a 3-degree like slope and some shrubs.
Yes. I get it.
But I mean, seriously, it's absurd, the things that they say. And simultaneously, this occurred to me when I was watching leading up to this. As you were saying, they don't really adjust security based on need so much as your, I guess, importance to the deep state, essentially.
Right.
Right after Kennedy pulled his candidacy and endorsed Trump, they rescinded his Secret Service protection, like, immediately, right? Because it's a game. It's all a game to them. But I think that since they're forcing him to remain on the ballot in various states, then he's still technically a candidate. And the fact that they haven't re-extended protection to him is, like, I don't know. I feel like someone needs to, like, mention that, who actually has traction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so obviously a game. And it's every time they say, like, I wish they would honestly stop talking about it. I want to know what happened, where the breakdown and I guess communication or security planning happened, but they never really lend any credulity to the idea that it's going to improve in any sort of way. And they're like, oh yeah, by the way, well, there's shrubs, you know, we're not going to go tromping through the shrubs. What are we, like, you know, what are we, the Secret Service in charge of protecting a presidential candidate and a former president? No. There was a sloped roof and it was kind of far away. It wasn't a perfect vantage, but whatever, you know, those are details those are for other people.
No, well,
I don't know.
On that note, it was earlier this week, and it was like Friday afternoon, that Richard Blumenthal and some others came out and said, hey, this assassination investigation is uncovering some really troubling stuff, and where the communications breakdown was, or, you know, how that was allowed to happen, the stand down that clearly occurred in Butler, Pennsylvania. And of course, after Butler, for like 8 hours, a lot of the mainstream news had headlines like Trump leaves stage after loud noises. So, you know, they want to downplay this as well. And there, I still see people on the left, like, pretending to not believe that this assassination attempt happened. And that's the thing, right? Like, these people,
it wasn't a real bullet.
Right. It's absurd. It's absurd. And, you know, this assassination attempt really is only getting the attention it's getting because of the previous one. I would think that in any normal times, it would have been like, man with gun found in bushes near, you know, Trump golf course, but he's totally safe and don't worry about it. I wonder if there's been more assassination attempts that, just because guns aren't fired, they never get reported. I mean, we have no idea, because the people that are doing this, the people that are in charge,
there were outside witnesses to it.
Yeah. If there's not witnesses,
were citizens that chased down the car. Was that not the case?
No, it was a regular citizen. Yeah. It was a witness who saw the guy and got the information to the local Florida police. And the guy was caught like a county over. So they didn't even stop the guy from leaving the premises or the county. It's wild that this is taking place.
Apparently, like, every time they give one of these press conferences and say, essentially, well, this is the protection he's going to get, there's shrubbery, so obviously we're not going to be out there. Like, I don't know.
How can any politician be comfortable knowing that the Secret Service will let you get shot at and then shrug its shoulders, go, we did amazing, actually. Actually, we did fantastic. So, you know, don't worry about it. What else
about Trump is very he's very unique, though. I mean, even though he's in the Mar-a-Lago club, which is already in it's exclusive in and of itself. But like the rest of they don't leave their ivory towers. They don't leave their little D.C. bubble. No. They might travel back to like they're very insulated in D.C. Whereas Trump is like, he's not a career politician. He's back at his home where he wants to be with right. his family and with his friends and golfing and doing things. Sorry, there's like a proof line here now. out of nowhere. But he's not as insulated as them. So I guess they don't really have a contingency plan for, what if a politician wants to be around the unwashed masses, I don't know. It's really very glaring.
It's insulting that Secret Service goes, well, look, he's not. They're like, if he was the sitting president, there's no way this would have happened. But he's not the sitting president, so it's allowed to happen. It's like, oh, that's insane, because clearly the leftists are the violent ones here that are trying to kill him. So he has to have protection commensurate with the attacks that he's under. So what else we learn from his social media? I mean, we know that he was like. He self-professed he was like recruiting for the Ukrainian government. I mean, was he just schizo? Was he just think he was somebody important, or did he actually have connections in these organizations?
Well, it does seem like he seemed to get involved very early on, looking at his fiance's social media on Facebook and otherwise, and on the GoFundMe that I assume she deleted it, but someone deleted. She was the one who organized it, so I assume it was her. He seemed to get very caught up in it very early on, very impassioned rhetoric. We saw a lot of people do that. It honestly shocked me. I saw someone like just yesterday saying that this is the most morally clear war that we've ever had, and it's like, is it?
Absurd. What an absurd claim. Oh, nice.
Right.
The cat has joined here in the last minute. So we only have about a minute left with you.
I'm not so succinct.
No, you're good. And again, I know you've been
I've
up.
I've got some really interesting stuff coming, but I don't really want to spoil it yet. But
we were talking about during the break that, you're still chasing leads. So you don't want, just like the police, they don't want to give all the information out they know because they're still, they don't want. They're suspects covering up, things they're trying to go for. So I don't want you to spill any of that, but I do want people to know they can go to your account on X at SomeBitchIIKnow on X or BigDigEnergy.info, where you do your live stream and where you break all this down. And you're just a great archivist and researcher that is providing incredible information.
Very long-winded.
For us.
Very long-winded. I'm working on the whole the concept of an elevator pitch, and it's not something I'm good at. But I do want to say also, I know that we have not a whole lot of time, but yesterday we watched so many different pundits pulling up his social media, like his Twitter, and then as soon as it was gone, they're all like, it's gone forever, it's gone forever. And we all know this is the playbook. This happens every time. They always wipe the socials. They always start cleaning up the footprint. Everyone knows this, and why everyone sits around and waits for it to happen and then it's...
Well, it's good we have so you. Well, we don't need to do it ourselves. We have you doing it for us. So it's
it was a team effort.
The Alex Jones Show in 90 seconds. Thank you so much for being with us, Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.